Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to talk with a woman who loves adventure and runs a business from her RV wherever she wants to visit. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Jill Sessa launched an adventure 8 years ago when she traveled around on a bicycle and stayed in hotels. Then, a little over 7 years ago, she bought an RV. Although she still loves biking, she has also added an inflatable boat to her equipment list. She'll take advantage of any excuse to get out on the water, especially if it involves paddling and interacting with the manatees in Florida. Having an RV also allows Jill to travel with her pet chihuahua, Logan. Jill talks about some of the challenges and joys of traveling with pets. She also describes her business, Ultimate WP Help, which maintains the websites for all types of clients. Best of all, she trains other people how to do what she does. Jill will work with about 200 web clients on her own, and she said that someone else could do the same thing she does with 200 clients of their own, and it wouldn't impact her market one bit. Being self-employed in the tech industry means Jill needs access to electricity and internet connections all the time. She describes the solar equipment she installed on her RV and offers tips on how to find reliable internet service. Jill explains how she creates structure in her day in order to be able to do some amazing things and allow her to enjoy some incredible adventures. But she also must work 15 to 20 hours a week to maintain her business and lifestyle. She explains how she manages the financial side of her business by using different apps and online banking. To tell us more about her exceptional lifestyle, please welcome Jill Sessa to the show. Thanks, Jill. You have been full-timing for a while, is that correct?
That is correct. I have actually been on the road for 8 years, but officially traveling in an RV for a little over 7.
So you started doing what I did, and that's hitting the car and staying in hotels for a long time, or with friends' house or relatives, and then you got an RV?
Except I forgot the car part, so I did it by bicycle and by Vespa.
Oh, okay. So RV is a little bit of an upgrade then from a bicycle, huh?
In some ways. I love the bicycle, but I like having a roof over my head when it rains.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you started that 6.5 years ago. Almost 7?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the favorite activities? Where have you been that's really tripped your trigger?
Well, I travel with an inflatable boat. I use either a kayak or an alpaca raft, a pack raft. And so anything that gets me on the water is totally a favorite.
Oh, that's nice.
And my absolute favorite thing to be on the water with or where is Crystal River, Florida, where the manatees are. So I get to hang out with the manatees, and it's the only place that you can legally interact with a manatee in the entire United States. It's a national refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to get in the water with them. They're incredible beings.
You can actually go in and pet one?
Yeah, they have to come up to you first. That's part of the rules of interaction. And you can only touch them with one hand.
Okay.
But sometimes they refuse to only let you touch them with one
hand. Oh, really?
And some, there's about 900 that end up living there during the winter where it's warmer. And they say it's just about 4 to 5% of them are highly human interactive. I think every single one of that 5% is found.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you just scratch them behind the ears and
The belly. And I even had one pull me along by his fin to go meet his mother.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. See, now that's an experience you wouldn't have if you weren't an RVer, right?
Well, you know, it's a town that allows you to actually pull your rig right up to the place where you can launch from, and it's an easy place to hang out, and I'm always looking for the types of places that are welcoming to full-time travelers instead of the kind of places that obviously don't want our money, therefore I won't spend mine there.
Right, absolutely.
And it's a very friendly town, and they have these beautiful beings, and along with many wonderful humans, too.
Now, do you travel by yourself?
I do, but I travel with an awesome dog named Logan.
A little, and he's here with us.
He is almost always everywhere with me. He's a little 13-year-old Chihuahua.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's neat. So you and Logan are out doing an
adventure? Yeah, I say, you know, I'm not really a solo traveler. He proves that wrong all the time.
Well, let me ask a question that I don't really get to ask a lot. Have you ever had problems in getting, like, vet care and things like that on the road, or is it all something always been available?
I actually got him in Texas, and the first vet that we saw was, unfortunately, because he needed immediate vet care when I adopted him. And so they're our vets, so even though they're in Texas and it is not necessarily a place where I spend all my time, it's a great central location, so he goes there about annually. Try to get him in. But when I'm traveling far and wide, I make a point of knowing where the emergency vet is in an area where I am.
Okay.
I also have done SOS calls on Facebook a couple of times. Unfortunately, I had a dog pass away after a seizure, and I was traveling then. And it's amazing how your network on Facebook can quickly point you to some resources if you have internet service.
Good point. Good point. Do you have to travel with specific records for the dogs in order to have this care? I know they're being full-time.
So I keep all of his records in a Dropbox account. We have everything scanned. So I have, that's the way I am with all of my own personal records as well as his. Mm-hmm. And then I made sure all of his records are on file with one of the big pet store chains. They have like grooming and pet services there. And so that way, if I, you know, in an emergency, that there might be one that's available and they can easily look up his records.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, you own a business.
I do.
And so you're not really work camping in the traditional sense of getting a job in a campground, but you are working while you're camping.
Correct. I'm work camping, separating them out. So
what do you do?
Yeah, we have a website maintenance business called Ultimate WP Help. And I also train people how to use outsourcers effectively and ethically. These are people that are working for me all over the world. And so we have a school about that called the Multiplier Club. Mm-hmm. And then with our website maintenance business, I started it actually while traveling because it's a great way to put gas in my vehicles. Some of them are more efficient than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
So gas money is important. And we actually were contacted by somebody who I had built a website for years previous. Their website was down when they contacted me. And I realized that maintenance was something that was often missing in website design. And so I created an entire business around somebody else's need.
Right. And it's also, you know, anybody who has worked on a computer often thinks they are the guru to go to for web maintenance and things like that. And it requires some special skills.
It's specialized just like any, you know, any part of it is. So we're not web designers. I'm not a graphic designer. Right. But we do help people with technical and functional back end of their site. And even
which is even
them.
More important,
yeah, it's,
really.
If it's not up, you can't make sales or have people introduced to what you do. And maintaining WordPress websites, the site, type of site that we specialize in, is they're a dynamic environment. So they kind of need constant attention.
Right.
And it's an easy thing to outsource. So I am immediately teaching people about outsourcing by letting them know to outsource their technical maintenance tasks over to us. It's a reasonable cost for most businesses. Some of our clients like to be super involved in their websites. Others are like happy to have us take it and just hand it off.
That's right.
And it's great because I can do a lot of my sessions on screen share. So wherever I'm working, I could be talking with a client if they want to meet with me. I have an online scheduling program that changes based on my time zone. So people don't have to worry, where's Jill now? Right? That's kind of a concern for clients. And it just has been a very easy way to maintain a business. The best part about it is I used to work 15 hours a day and now I work 15 hours a week.
Oh my. Lots of, so you outsource a lot of your own business and all that work. Okay.
Exactly.
Does this mean then, Jill, that you are hiring other people who might be experienced at WordPress, who might be interested in making money being a outsourced candidate, I guess?
Yeah. So primarily our outsourcers are outside of the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So the model is based on the fact that people are making a lot lower income, even though I'm paying them life-changing salaries.
Mm-hmm.
But with our Multiplier Club, our online training, I can train somebody how to make this type of business themselves.
Okay.
So I have zero issue with somebody else opening up their own website maintenance company. We maintain 200 websites at a time. Anybody else can take on another 200 and it won't cut into my market.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's right. So this sounds like it'd be the ideal job for somebody or business for somebody to start who wanted a mobile lifestyle.
I think so. I think, you know, this or a variation on it, being a virtual assistant. This is a highly technical version of a virtual assistant, essentially.
Okay.
But the entire skill set that goes into a building a business like this is very mobile. Just this year alone, I've been in 5 countries and 23 states.
Wow.
And my clients really wouldn't have known that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they know it when they're interested because there's a lot of people that ask, that's the first question when we get on a session. Where are you now?
That's right.
And it's really fun to say South Africa or Sweden or Arkansas.
Right. That's neat. And so you make enough money working 15 hours a week or month, 15 hours
a week
to be able to support all of your travel
Because essentially I'm affecting 150 hours a week when you think about it. So because I've trained other people to do the very things that I can do.
Right.
I can have multiple people working all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
People are paying me my rate, and then I'm paying them.
Okay.
So we have kind of a sliding scale based on the type of task that we're doing for somebody. But I make it a real point that my staff, my outsourcers, are making life-changing incomes. So I don't earn all of that myself, but I certainly earn enough to make this life very well lived.
Well, they've been saying, a lot of people have been saying that you can do pretty much anything. You can get electricity and an internet connection. Have you found it difficult to get those when you've been traveling?
I carry my electricity with me because I have a roof of solar on top of my rig.
Very good.
So I'm self-sufficient in that way. It feels really weird to hook up into a park sometimes, but I am right now because we're in a forest where we're camped here. But for internet, I'm a big proponent that if you do establish your own business, that you carry more than one mobile provider.
Right.
So I actually carry 3 because I don't do anything small. So I carry an unlimited plan on 2 service providers.
Which ones?
I carry unlimited on T-Mobile and AT&T.
Okay.
AT&T is built into my rig, so it's not one that I'm here, like, say, at this event. I have T-Mobile with me, and I also have Verizon.
Okay.
Now, I'm fortunate I have an older Verizon plan, so I have 40 gigs of data that doesn't get throttled or network managed.
That's nice.
Yeah, where newer unlimited plans, that starts around 27 gigs. So you do have to look at what your own needs are. Also, there's many places that have amazing Wi-Fi. Like if you're traveling along the way, you can pull into a Lowe's parking lot, for instance.
Right.
You know, get up really close to the contractor entrance and you can actually download, you know, movie length type things.
Wow.
And yeah. They've made basically a pledge to the contractors that they want to come into their store, right? It's a benefit to them to provide a service like this because then the contractor is going to come into Lowe's. Well, it allows us full-time travelers to take advantage of the very same.
Especially when the Lowe's is closed, I would think, right?
Yeah, it actually works just fine either way. Not all Lowe's will allow you to park after they're closed, but some do. So it's also an alternate overnight spot for a one-time stay.
Okay,
very good. Just ask. Please ask.
Right.
That type of RVer, please.
Yes. Super. So finding an internet connection is not a problem.
You just have to look at it as an investment. Basically, my entire phone plus internet bundle comes out to what I get paid for 2 hours of work a month.
Okay.
So it's just an expense like any other, and it's way cheaper than my Brooklyn rent was.
That's right.
It's well worth it.
When I was full-time RVing, I think I was spending about $400 a month for data alone.
And yeah, I spent combined, about $320.
$320.
Which isn't bad.
Well, for 3 different networks?
For 3 different networks.
And unlimited connections on 2 of them for sure.
Right. And T-Mobile also has a plan that you can take it internationally and your phone just works. You can upgrade for $50 to have high speed like LTE service.
Okay.
But it's really nice to have a phone that I can go anywhere and my clients can reach me on the same number.
Have there been any other challenges you've had running a business from the road?
Sometimes you don't want to work because you're in an extremely amazing location. So I think that creating structure in your day and in your business is really important if you're going to be traveling full time. Because we've got the chance to have these amazing views and a different view whenever you want it.
Okay.
So it's very compelling to go out into those views. So I'm a big proponent in creating structure in your day. I actually use an app. I use one that's called the Fabulous app. And it allows me to create routines. So it wakes me up and the app.
Yeah, okay. That's funny.
The app is called Fabulous, and I use it in such a way that it wakes me up. It sets my morning routine. It also reminds me of things like medications, which are important. But my work routine starts with, I named myself in the app, Jill, you rock, because the app itself will address you when it starts up. So it says, Jill, you rock. It's time to create your to-do list.
That's
Jill,
hilarious.
You rock. Right? Why? Might as well have somebody cheer you on for your day.
That's right. Exactly. Well,
and
that's funny.
I found that creating that kind of structure eliminates a lot of that chaos that's quite possible when you're moving around all the time.
Now, did you select a domicile state?
I am a proud resident of South Dakota.
South Dakota, which is one of those that doesn't charge an income tax.
Correct.
So that helps in that regard.
It does.
How do you handle mail on the road?
So also in South Dakota, and just like I believe Texas and Florida, there are specialists in creating these mail services. I started with one. Unfortunately, they closed rather dramatically last year with negative 1 day's notice, which is illegal.
Oh.
And so we quickly had to transfer to another one. I was buying a vehicle that week. So definitely, you know, changing addresses and stuff with a new title was difficult. So I chose another one that was much larger. And my goal is to hardly ever have them mail me a package.
Okay.
So I try to get absolutely everything online. They can also scan it to me. If you think about the things that you physically need, it's, mm-hmm. you know, your new credit card, that kind of a thing. But you don't even need insurance cards anymore. Most every insurance company has an app that allows you to legally show those cards to an officer or whenever you may need
them. That's right.
And then I just get the packages forwarded to me when I know I'm going to be somewhere for more than a week or a friend's house, you know, somewhere that's super secure to receive the package.
What about banking? You don't ever have to go in and deposit any checks, right?
No, because the mobile apps also allow you to take a photo of a check. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
How that's,
yep.
So I would say just in 7 years, those types of things have really changed kind of dramatically how much easier it is.
It's so much easier to run a business now from the road or do any kind of job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I actually have chosen an online bank. They specialize in being online, so they really have upped the type of things that you have access to.
Which one did you pick?
Simple Bank.
Simple Bank.
And they are actually backed by BBVA.
Oh, very good. That's my bank.
There you go.
Yeah, it's neat. How cool is that? So what's next? Where are you headed in your next adventure?
So I am actually just coming off of a whole series of big events where I was either speaking or working, because I'm not a work camper in the fact that I work at campgrounds. But I am either a volunteer or highly integrated into the services of things like Burning Man. We run the airport at Burning Man and Overland Expo, and I'm on their moto crew. So from here, I get to fly out to California for a meeting, and then I'm going to another RV event, and then I get to rejoin my beloved manatees. Yeah, I decided to actually rent a house this year for a couple of months.
Okay.
And it's right at the spring, so I get to just literally drop down into the water from the front yard.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, which I'm excited about. But also, it's enabling me to do some in-person work with clients, which I'm really excited about because it's hard when you travel and only work online. It gets a little disconnected as much as we're connected online, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided to actually offer in-person business consulting VIP days so people will come and spend a day, get in the water with the manatees with me, then we'll work on their business, go to a local restaurant for lunch, work on their business again for the rest of the day. And I think that combining the places that I love, a business that I love to run, and actually having a little bit of stability is a nice break in my travels.
That's awesome. Sounds like a fun time.
Why not?
And then, next summer, do you have plans for that yet? Or is it just sort of one of the benefits of RVing is you wake up and you can move your house?
It kind of is one of the benefits. I'm a really terrible planner. So the fact that I even have a house that I'm staying in 2 months' time is a remarkable thing for me. But next summer, I am finally going to the Sun Road. I have an event usually in early fall, and every single time I haven't gotten to Montana and going to the Sun Road before the event, and by the time the event's finished up, they've closed the road. So hold me to it, and if anybody listens to this podcast and catches me next September and I have not hit going to the Sun Road, make sure I drive there. Okay?
What is the Sun Road? Let people know.
It's called Going to the Sun Road.
Going to the Sun
Road. Yes.
Okay.
And it is just an extraordinary way to see one of our great national parks.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just one of those epic rides. And I'm a motorcyclist, so I plan on doing it on a very tiny little motorcycle and just enjoying the entire time.
So do you haul the motorcycle with you wherever you go?
I do. It's actually inside the van instead
okay.
of outside on a trailer. This one is a tiny little one. It's called a mm-hmm. Honda Trail 90. It's an old vintage one.
Okay.
And I specifically made my rig. It's a Sprinter van now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in that for a year now. And so I have a motorcycle, a bicycle, two different kinds of boats, and a Logan.
All inside?
All inside,
oh,
yes.
My goodness. Do you have room for clothes?
I do. I say that when people look inside the rig, it's not for everybody, but it
right.
is for me. It's,
mm-hmm.
And every one of us is making compromises in whatever we're choosing to travel in.
Exactly.
My compromise is that I get to get out and adventure either on a bicycle, a motorcycle, or a boat anywhere
absolutely.
That I go. But also I don't risk them being stolen because
mm-hmm.
I had had issues with vandalism and stealing when I had things on the outside
okay.
of my rig.
Very good. Well, thank you again, Jill. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Thanks, Greg. This has been really fun.
Jill Sessa certainly has figured out how the system works and how to bypass years of banging her head against a wall trying to climb some corporate ladder, only to retire when she's too old to really enjoy the things she likes to do. She found a need, that being website maintenance, and created a network of independent technicians around the world to service clients that her business brings in. Like she said, she's creating life-changing income opportunities for a bunch of people while having the time of her life. She still works, but generally only when it fits into her schedule. Rather than riding a desk all day, she's driving a motorcycle, pedaling a bicycle, or guiding one or two boats on a lake or river. And she gets to spend time with her favorite travel companion, her little chihuahua, Logan. It sounds like a great life to me. She's motivated to help others enjoy the freedom she does every day. In fact, she's willing to provide consulting services to help others develop their own businesses while learning how to manage their schedules to have plenty of time for play. There's no law that says you must work 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, for half a century just to score a few weeks of vacation each summer and a handful of personal days off. Jill Sessa proves that work camping really does work when you take the time to create a plan. I'd like to thank Jill for sharing her experience with us. She is just one of hundreds of thousands of people who live and work in their RVs every day. Whether you are a dreamer, novice, or experienced RVer, Work Camper News can connect you to full and part-time jobs around the country or help you set up a business of your own. Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we'll talk with a person who runs a business helping RVers on the road get their mail. You won't want to miss that one. Thanks for listening to The Work Camper Show.